What's up, guys? This is another episode of I Got the Juice with your boy Chris over here, ready to do it again. I'm accompanied by none other than a well-known, very well-known makeup artist, Tori Filou. She has been on a few of my podcasts already. Great guest to have on, of course. She's award-winning Vogue published makeup artist. Her work is all over magazines. It's a beautiful thing to have her on here. So, definitely say what's up to the people.
What's up, my people? How are you guys doing today? I just want to wish everyone, it's the holidays. So, and I'm a big lover for Christmas. And so, God, happy holidays to everyone. And the new year's coming, and I'll definitely see you soon. And also, if you ever want your makeup done, reach out to me. You could Google me at Tori Filou Inner Beauty Makeup or Tori Filou Makeup Artist, and my information pops up. So if you're ever interested, at least getting your first session for free, and just hit me up. It's something I would love to do. So with that being said, I'll hand it over to Mr. Grand Battle.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. Yeah. So this episode right here, definitely want to talk about definitely a few things in regards to this Draymond Green situation. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Well, who hasn't heard about it?
Yeah. So it's definitely been very interesting. I think it happened I think last week. Draymond Green actually got suspended. And guys, I definitely kind of want to hear your thoughts on this. Any comments you might have, definitely put it in the comment section. I definitely want to hear from you guys all over the world. So
yeah, definitely. So being that we're great lovers of the game of basketball, and to us to love basketball the way that we do or the way that I do, definitely it's a little bit, I would say, confusing about what Draymond is doing to his teammates, to the people that he plays with. And I don't understand what's going on. I don't think he should be playing ball at all, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, so I have a few things to actually say. So I think he should actually be out the league. That's just my opinion on that. So first of all, you put Rudy Gobert in a chokehold like he was in WWE.
Yeah.
Right?
That was disturbing.
Yeah, that was. Then, after that, you not slap, but you literally punch Nurkic in the face. He drops. Very interesting that he didn't get up to do anything. So, I don't know. But this guy, definitely get out the league. What do you think on that? What's your thoughts on that story?
I think that he shouldn't be playing ball. That he's unpredictable. That whatever, when it doesn't go his way, it seems, he gets upset.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't know how to behave as a professional. I think it's way beyond just basketball, because lots of times when they ask him about this type of behavior, he always makes an excuse, which I don't believe, that, I was just trying to get a foul, or I was just trying to using the, oh, I didn't mean it, or it was by mistake. Even to a point where I see his teammates when he's in trouble or something happened, his teammates will come on and start talking about, yeah, he didn't mean to do it. It just happened. And that's a lot of bull. They're allowing him to get away with it every time they try to make it seem that it was all part of the game.
Uh-huh.
And that's so disturbing. I don't understand how they allow someone like that just to keep. He's the only one. What other NBA player I know when I watch ball who are doing things like that? It's a difference between playing ball and wanting to get fouls to behavior like this. This is not ball playing. This is something else.
Yeah, so, and another thing too, you know, I've seen a lot of memes on him on Instagram, on social media. It's almost like he's actually playing football. Right.
Wow. So really, like, they have a lot of memes. I never saw the meme, so maybe I'll check it out. But so
yeah, it's all over Instagram. But
he should be embarrassed.
Yeah, get him. I saw that he's gonna be out for like at least maybe a few weeks because he got suspended indefinitely. So we'll see. But getting back to football, like he's playing football, but actually getting into the football. A few things, right? So, you know, we're New York native story, New York City, born and raised.
Go New York.
Now, this Jets situation, right? New York Jets.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this one. I've been waiting. Let's do it.
I saw something this morning or the other morning. I think it was this morning. And they actually raised the question of the Jets head coach, will Robert Saleh, you know, is his job in jeopardy or not? And a few of these analysts really said it's his job is okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I kind of listened to their point of view. Yes, I mean, they might keep him for the year. I mean, the season is almost done. They're not making the playoffs whatsoever.
Not at all.
However, I think that after this season, after February, they really have some decisions to make. And I know, Story, you're really not a big Zach Wilson fan.
Not at all. I don't. Being from New York, obviously, Zach Wilson is not from New York. Because if he was from New York, this would not be happening. And for him to represent a New York team, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. What excuse? I wouldn't even want to play anymore if I knew I couldn't do anything for this team than to get bashed in by my, you know, by the people who I'm playing with, part of my teammates.
Do you feel that the offensive line, just the team in general, respects him as a player?
No one respects him at all. I don't care if you're the the offensive
line.
The line, defense, any type of teammate, because for me, it's frustrating to watch. So I can imagine this man is not only messing up the Jets and what they could do for New York, but he's also, I feel like, with his teammates, they have to be, you know, they have to be upset at him. It doesn't make any sense. They have to be upset because they are the ones that work hard. And now they can't even win a game because of him. That has to be frustrating.
Yeah, that offensive line is terrible. That's exactly why Aaron Rodgers is not in the lineup anymore. But that's another story for a different day. However, the defense is really, really good, though.
As far as with the coach, I do have to say this. I think that he's, you know, that he sits comfortable there because I feel like Aaron Rodgers came to New York for him to work with him. So I think that it's obvious, because why wouldn't you make big changes and the season's almost over?
Mm.
And he's still, I don't know.
Why do you think that Zach Wilson is still there? Why do you think he's still?
So and I joke, and I'm just saying this jokingly, but I just feel like his mother must know the owner of the Jets, and every game that he loses, his mom might be there entertaining the owner, saying, keep my son, because that is embarrassing. What else could make you want to just put someone like Zach Wilson over and over? The season is over. There's nothing else that he can do for this team. So his mom is back there doing something for the team.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not going to say it, you know, because children may be, but in between the lines, women, and I know you know what I'm talking about, men, I know you know what I'm talking about, because that's ridiculous. I don't understand how something like that could happen.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, yeah, first of all, I think he's really small for a quarterback too.
Regardless though, that has nothing to do with it. He's just...
No, actually, that's a lot to do with too.
Well, he has no awareness. That's facts.
Yeah, he gets sacked a lot, 100%.
Is he not, like, he has no awareness? He doesn't see? He doesn't have, like, the skill? You cannot be a football player and a quarterback at that. And
he's not trusting his instincts, right? So I've been watching the game of football for a very long time. So
and I've
have
never
you.
Seen anything like this, though.
Yeah, this is a little bit weird. I mean, I think the Jets has a market. It's just a New York market. Everyone wants them to win. They have to win. Seems like it's not happening.
Yeah, but this is embarrassing, though. This is not like this. The Jets losing last season or the season before that, where they just wasn't doing well. This is embarrassing. Like, almost like, how can New York allow this to happen?
So another thing too, right? So, you know, Aaron Rodgers came. He brought over two people that used to play with him. Now, I feel like those two wide receivers really are not even playing this season, because it just seems that Zach Wilson doesn't know what he's doing.
Is that what's happening? They're not playing? I'm not too sure.
So Lazard is not necessarily getting the amount of, you know, receptions that he would if Aaron Rodgers was playing. Honestly, like...
But is he still playing? Does he play?
Here and there. Definitely just plays here and there. Mm-hmm. I think they should have left Simeon as quarterback. I know last Sunday I did see Zach Wilson in the game. And I don't think that went too well, but...
Yeah, but I would rather see... But he's losing with class.
Wilson is not.
And he's not, right. So at least it's a loss and it's all good and he tried his best. But, I mean, Zach, like, how many times can you get sacked within a game?
It is.
Doesn't he want to stop embarrassing himself?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Like I said, we're lovers of sports and, you know, New York City teams just have to be, especially like the Knicks, Giants. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the Giants, but, you know, Knicks are doing pretty well, too. 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting, right? I believe they beat the Nets the other day.
And they beat the Lakers.
Yes, they did. They definitely did.
Wow, that was
so that was a good win for them. Randall has definitely been stepping up.
A lot. My nickname for him is Loco Loco because
that boy's crazy. But it's a good nickname though.
Loco Loco.
Yeah, but you know, I definitely just wanted to address a few things here. On this podcast here, I Got the Juice. Listen, we talk about everything, things that are happening all over, not just sports, but just everything that's happening. So, I'm glad you guys were able to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Another episode of Got the Juice season 2. All right. So you guys take care. We'll definitely, see you guys soon. And like I said, you can follow Story on Instagram, Inner Beauty Makeup by Story Falu.
Yes.
Okay, or just type in Story Falu. That's Story. And last name, Falu. Makeup artist, okay?
Yeah, so, reach out to me. If you have any questions about beauty or anything, you know, of that sort, I'm here to help. So reach out to me. I would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and interesting enough, like, Story is a very avid sports lover. She's very knowledgeable when it comes to basketball, mm-hmm. as well as football. So just want you guys to
that is definitely thanks to my husband.
Yeah, you're welcome. So yeah,
they didn't know my husband.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll definitely see you guys soon. Another episode of I Got the Juice season 2. And this is what we do. See you guys later.
Happy holidays.
Take care, guys.